to Project Independence and You. We're talking with Diane Paris, who is the chief of the Economic Crimes Bureau, and Warren Thurow, who is chief of the Criminal Complaints Unit within the Nassau County District Attorney's Office. And the district attorney is, of course, Kathleen Rice, who was recently elected to Congress. So you guys are going to have a new boss, I guess. I mean, it's just part of the joy of working for government, right? But we're talking about scams and holiday scams especially. And let's just finish quickly the discussion about the sweepstakes.
The legitimate sweepstakes would never require you to wire money for anything or pay anything. You can enter a publisher's clearinghouse and you enter and that's that. And if you win the prize, they would deduct the taxes from the prize, send you a check, and you'd be done. The essential ingredient on most of these scams is either the wiring of money to a stranger or the purchase of a green dot money card and giving them that information. Other scams this time of year are the charity scams. You get a lot of calls this time of year. Everybody's in a good holiday mood, and they like to make donations for income tax purposes for the end of the year as well. So how do you know whether or not the person calling you from the Breast Cancer Association or the American Cancer Association is who they say they are? Because they could pretend to be whoever they want to be. What you do is take their information, ask them to mail you the documentation about the charity, do research on the charity, call the New York State Attorney General. All charities are licensed by them at 212-416-8400 and verify that this particular charity at this particular address is licensed. You also want to make sure that you get an idea about how much money is actually going to the charity and how much money is going to the person that's ringing the bell outside the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Right. How much is sort of so-called administrative cost and how much? And I think the rule of thumb is that it should be 87% or higher, the money that is actually going to the direct services and the rest to administration. And if it's any lower than that.
Then a lot of seniors also are victimized with home improvement projects. Before hiring a contractor, they should verify with Consumer Affairs at 571-2600 that the contractor's license, check the complaint record.
You're a walking phone book, Warren.
And make sure, and don't pay money up front. If you think about it, if you keep your personal information private and personal, and don't give out Social Security number, don't give out dates of birth, because there's no reason to give out that information. Your bank, your credit card company, the mortgage company, they have that already. They have it when you applied. They wouldn't be asking for it. And if you don't prepay for anything up front and pay upon completion once you're satisfied, then you won't never be a victim of a larceny.
Those are good rules of thumb.
And if you must pay, pay by credit card. So this way you could dispute it with the credit card company.
You know, in getting ready for this, I realize that there's so many scams out there that we could probably talk about specific scams for several days, as I see it, and you see a lot more than we do. What would you say, like you just gave a few good rules of thumb, just generally, what should you have in your head so that you don't get scammed either through the internet or telemarketing or people knocking on your door or the, you know, there's all kinds of things going on out there, and generally, you really have to have your mind geared, it sounds like, that this does happen. And how am I going to protect myself being a totally negative person?
You have to be aware that you're putting your personal and financial information out there. And each time you do it in each of these different ways, you have to think about it. For example, there have been ATMs targeted all over the Nassau County and the island. Very talented and very tech-savvy individuals put skimmers onto the ATMs. And when you go to the ATM and you put your card in and then you put your PIN number in, there's a camera that captured your PIN number. Now, being on this heightened awareness, especially around holiday time, because you're going to be going to the ATM, unfortunately, probably more than you really want to because you're constantly taking out money to give to people and to buy things. You need to cover your PIN number every single time you go to the ATM. That's a form of putting your financial information out there.
Right.
Similarly, if you are a debit card user, you proceed at your own risk. A debit card ties directly into your bank account, and you're going from store to store to store doing all your holiday shopping, and you're taking your bank account to all those places, and you're putting your bank account information at all those places. As opposed to an ATM card, some people get debit cards, and beware. You better keep checking your bank account to make sure that someone hasn't gotten that information that you're keying in at all these different locations that you are using the debit card. You need to keep checking your credit card statements. You need to keep checking your debit card statements. Remembering that, there used to be an expression, the only thing certain is death and taxes. Around holiday time, the only thing certain is death, taxes, and some kind of credit breach that right. is going to go on, because the hackers are in full swing after Target, Michael's, Home Depot. And there is such an increase in credit card activity at this time of the year that you need to be vigilant of your debit cards, your bank account statements, and your credit card statements. And not just a big charge, but if you see a $1 or a $2 charge, that should send off some kind of alert, because that's somebody trying to check out that the number that they have stolen works. So they might go to a gas station and buy a dollar, or go to 7-Eleven and buy a candy bar to see if the credit card works. But you really need to stay on top of your personal information, especially at this time of year.
Now, like some of the credit card companies, you can actually establish alert rules, if you will. If it's not in New York, I want an alert. Like American Express, for an example, we were down in Florida and got an alert because gas was purchased in a matter of 30 seconds from one pump by two different people. And it turns out it was somebody ripping me off. But they called me up because I set up an alert that here's my phone number if you have a problem. You know, they have all kinds of stuff they go through, I guess, you know, checking with the software. Like Citibank, I know if you go over a certain amount or your balance falls below a certain amount, you can get alerts sent to you. So I guess you should try to look.
You know, this raises another point, because there's a lot out there, a lot of advertising of systems and companies that help you protect your information or insure you against. Tell us about
that. That's a good point, Evelyn, because there are private for-profit companies that do credit monitoring. But there's no necessarily need to hire those companies, because there's a website called annualcreditreport.com, mm-hmm. and you can go online for free, and you could print out and view your three credit reports from Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You could even space it out to do one report every 4 months, so that every 4 months you're checking on each different bureau. And there's other websites online.
But don't expect to get your score. They won't give you your score without paying a fee, they will give you your report.
Actually, I did sign up. There's a company called CreditKarma.com, K-A-R-M-A.com, that's free of charge. They give you a credit score for free. And you know what I like about Credit Karma? When you apply for a new credit card, they'll send you an email to your email account that new credit's been issued under your name.
That's a great tip. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I know that.
So if it's not you applying for the card, you would know instantly that somebody's opening up a card under your name.
Credit Karma. Okay. Tell us about, this is one that I haven't heard about either, and I try to stay pretty up to date on this stuff, the jury duty scam? Hmm.
We got one of those also. It doesn't happen as often. They use a phishing device to make it seem like they're calling from Nassau County Grand Jury, and they claim that there's a warrant out for you.
Which is like a terrifying call to begin with.
And the phone number is actually the phone number from the sheriff's department. They say there's a warrant out for your grandson's arrest. He missed jury duty, and this court finds that need to be paid, and they want a green dot card or the wiring of money. And this senior citizen, I take our hat off to her, from Westbury area, she called our office, and when she got done with the person, she hung up the phone. She called the real Nassau County Sheriff, and then the real Nassau County
Good
Sheriff said that this is not the way we do business.
Good for her. And was this the same grandson who needed bail?
This was a, she got the phone call, and the grandson, basically, they were claiming that the Miss Grand Jury, you wouldn't be issued an arrest warrant, they wouldn't be asking for money, you would get some type of notice in the mail.
But a very common thing is also a call on behalf of the grandchild that
I wanted to talk about that. That's the relative in distress. Okay, I named that because it rhymes with the IRS scam.
Okay.
The relative in distress is somebody pretends that you're the friend of your grandson or granddaughter, Johnny or Jane. And how do they get Johnny or Jane's information and everything? They go on websites. They use computers to commit crime. They find out how old you are. If you go like on whitepages.com, put your name in, see what pops up. It'll tell you how old you are, where you live, who you're married to, and all your relatives. They then pretend that they're your grandson or granddaughter and that they're in a terrible car accident or they've been arrested and they need money. And they need either a Green Dot prepaid money card or the wiring of money. What I tell, don't rely. Verify. They get you in the moment where you're in a state of shock and awe. Like if you've ever been in a car accident and you're sort of disoriented, they're preying upon that shock and awe. Take their name, take their number, ask for a callback number. Check the number on the caller ID that called you, although it can be spoofed, and then tell them that you're going to go into your phone book and you're going to call your grandson Johnny or your granddaughter Jane and to see how they're really doing. And if they're fine, the next call you're going to be doing is to the Nassau County District Attorney's Office.
Good.
The callback number is a good approach in a lot of cases.
You know, absolutely.
Give me a phone number, and I'll call you back.
You know, in the minute that we have left, give us a couple of rules about what to do when you're a senior, you're home alone, and there's a knock on the door.
That's the distraction burglary. My suggestion with that would be keep the door locked. Don't go outside. Tell the person if they're doing tree work in the neighborhood for free to leave all the information outside the door. And after they left the information, then you can contact our office with that information.
Okay.
It's probably an unlicensed
reputable
contractor.
Reputable people are never going
to. A reputable contractor wouldn't be canvassing the neighborhood.
But a reputable salesperson or company will always give you additional information, always give you their phone number, and these scammers don't. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Happy
Evelyn
holidays, everyone.
Diane Paris. Pleasure. And Warren Thurer from the Nassau County District Attorney's Office. You've got to come back and help us. That was great information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.